have copies of that.
Okay, I can see myself on the screen. That means we're alive and going. We were. There we go. Okay. So, welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission for the 21st of October. Can we have the roll call, please?
Bennett, Burt.
Here.
Kapler.
Here.
Peters. Rafferty.
Here.
Stoltenberg. Wendland.
Here. Okay. We had minutes from the last meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that we approve the minutes of the September 16th meeting as submitted.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the meeting of September 16th. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. So again, welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission for Wednesday, October 21st. We are a recommending body appointed by the City Council to look at various matters related to zoning, site plans, plats, and that type of thing. I see a number of people in the audience, and thank you for the brave people in the front row. Usually everybody's in the back, so you get extra credit for that. If you have something in a particular case at the appropriate time, I will recognize you at the podium in the back to my right and to your left. If you would state your name and interest in the case, we'd love to hear from you. And with that, Greg, we will begin.
Mr. Chairman, the first case before us tonight is a rezoning. The area is right here, as it's been circled in aqua. This is Tangle Foot Lane right here. This is Tanglewood Road. And you have the Greyhawk Edition adjacent to this. The request is to go from A2 to R3. Everything in this area is all traditional residential land use, so the R3 zoning is a permitted type zoning within that area. The lot that is being rezoned is Aukerman First Edition. They've already dedicated right-of-way to Tanglewood for any future widening of that particular street. This is the area here. The petitioner wishes to add on to an existing structure, namely the house. And they want to add what will be additional area for a relative to live at the house but have separate bathroom, kitchen, and living facilities within a structure that is attached to the existing house. And that is why the rezoning request has been made. The site at present does not have sanitary sewer connected to it, but at some point in the future, this area over here may develop, which might enable a connection to be made. At present, this lot right here adjoining does not have sanitary sewer connection. I believe that's lot 26 of the Greyhawk Edition. The closest connection for sanitary is right here where it's stubbed out to these adjoining lots. There is no means of connecting from here down to here. There is no easement. So I just wanted to make people aware that this site will still be on septic until such time as some potential connection might be made from the south and the east. Staff, in looking at this particular proposal, would recommend approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission?
Hey, Greg, I have one. If this is denied, what kind of alternatives are available?
There really wouldn't be. They would have to live with inside the structure itself. Because of the types of things that are included within the house, it would almost constitute an additional unit within that house. If you were include the kitchen, the bathroom, another living area, and a bedroom, you begin then to allow people to subdivide the interior of their single family home, and essentially you could almost create a multi-family environment. There has to be a point at which that ends.
I understand that, and I am sympathetic to this proposal, but I'm also a little bit concerned about the fact that we have basically single-family homes all around this area. It's basically R1 or maybe R2, and now we're going to put a multifamily zoning in the midst of all of this. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm asking, is there some other way that this could be addressed?
It's essentially two-family is what the top limit is, so you would only have what would amount to a single-family attached situation is what you'd be looking at. There isn't really any other way. There is no exception in the code where we could do something else. We'd have to make sure that it falls into a zoning classification. There is no special use or anything of that nature.
All right, thank you.
I can help answer that also. In the past, we have looked at situations like this if people share common areas like living rooms, but have a summer kitchen in the basement, those types of things, where you can have two families living in a house. This proposal was brought to us and had basically two separate entrances to two dwelling units that had no intercommunication of any spaces. So we really didn't have a lot of latitude on this. It met the litmus test as a duplex. So.
Okay, thank you.
So Greg, I'm curious too, just about the sanitary sewer. I'm surprised to see that lot 26 didn't have it when all the other lots, I'm sure, in that subdivision have it. How did that?
That was a topography issue. It could not be served. This issue came before you in 2012, this particular preliminary plat and also the final, and it just was not possible given the drop off in this area. It's a pretty rugged lot.
And it drops off substantially to the east of the cul-de-sac over there as well. So that it's probable that will stay as a, and there's no sewer to the north?
No sewer to the north or any point to the east here. You have a main trunk line for sewer on the other side of Crow Creek, and the only means really to connect up is to come in from Tanglefoot Lane and hopefully maybe connect something to the backs of some of these structures. At such time, something may get developed in this area.
Okay. Other questions from the commission?
Your second condition states that the Scott County Health Department may require the connection of all dwelling units if the sanitary sewer system is available. Does the city of Bettendorf have any interest in requiring that if it's available?
This is something that's within the oversight of the Scott County Health Department. The city does not have the authority to compel someone to connect to the sanitary sewer when they're within X number of feet. The county health department does, and they also do perk tests and things of that nature relating to any of the septic systems.
So what our approval would be saying, if we did approve it, would be that if the Scott County Health Department requires it in the future, then they have to comply.
Yes.
Okay.
Other questions? Anyone in the audience with regard to this case have any input? Yes, sir.
Can I just talk?
We'd like to pick up on the mic if we could, please. Thanks.
I have a similar question that Mr. Rafferty had. If you could go back to the original aerial photograph. If this...
Could you tell us your name?
Oh, sorry. My name is Alex Sierk, S-I-E-R-K. If this were rezoned, would that set a precedent to then rezone some of these other areas that have already been pointed out? The one that you're outlining down there in pink or purple, that's my house right next to it. And they're doing quite a bit of land movement. They've actually made sort of like a 20 or 30 foot cliff.
They've
in my
cut
backyard.
Into the hill there, right.
And I don't know, first of all, if that needs to be protected from kids playing in that area because it's just like a straight down cliff. I've seen the people that own that kind of walking around in my yard and making sure they're cutting just up to my yard level and going down. But if this gets rezoned, does then that make that property, or I don't even know what the zoning is on that property. Is that multifamily? Is that section?
It's agricultural for right now. This is A1.
Okay. So I guess my question is, does putting a multifamily area right in the middle of a single family area set a precedent that then that other area may be more likely to be rezoned into multifamily?
The current land use for all of these properties is traditional residential. So at best, this could be R3 and it could only contain two units, two of them per each parcel that is divided. And they would probably have a common lot line. So you'd have two adjoining structures that would have a lot line going down the common wall, and there would be two lots most likely. But they would be an adjoining structure. That's what makes them a duplex, but what we call single family attached. They could not go beyond that type of attachment. There cannot be multiple units that could share one lot or be attached to one other except for the two, and that would be the only level at which that could occur. Everything here, the land use permits the rezoning to an R3 designation. And it could be R3, it could be also R2 and R1 single family residence district as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else in the audience? Yes, ma'am.
I'm Jody Stone, and I also live on that road. I actually back up to the property. And sewage I had never even thought of, so now I'm really concerned. The drain pipe backs up into our yard, so it drains into the bottom of our yard that we go right up behind them. Is that going to change in any way?
Which drain pipe are you referring to?
It's the big giant, I guess everything just drains through it. Would sewage, like if you built a new sewage line or if they had a problem on their line because it's private sewage, would it back up or in any way come into our yards?
I'm looking over at Brian, our engineers here.
Yeah, you're speaking about a drain pipe on your property, or is it the drain pipe for the detention area in the Greyhawk addition itself?
It could be that.
And it empties into like the big dish-shaped area.
Mm-hmm. So everything in that area that when it gets flooded, it just comes into our yard.
Yeah, it probably runs down through a drainage easement that should have been dedicated for that purpose, for stormwater drainage.
And that won't be changing?
No, that would not be changing.
Okay, so if they put new additions in, would it mess anything up where sewage would become an issue for any of those houses?
No. You mean for future development or? For future development, we'd have to look at a plan at that time to determine that, or maybe that could be picked up and piped underground depending on the topography and what's brought in as far as a grading plan, that type of thing.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else in the audience? Yes, sir.
My name is Ed Guzis, and I live directly across the street at 4200 Tanglewood, and I have no objections to turning it into an R3.
Great, thank you. Anyone else? Last call. Back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve case 15-074, the rezoning of 4275 Tanglewood Road from A2 to R3, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 15-074, subject to staff recommendations. Discussion on the motion. Just a question, Greg. The question was raised about the note and the Scott County Health. Is that something that needs to be on any kind of plat? Do we need to incorporate that?
Standard procedure.
Okay.
Typically, right. Yeah.
Well enough. All right. Anyone else for discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. 15-074 is approved. Okay, Greg.
Our next case involves right-of-way extension at 53rd and Falcon. And this drive right now is a private drive. The area that we hope to acquire will be straddling the current plat, which is the 4th edition. Genesis Crow Valley 4th edition. This is a driveway easement right now, and what we want to do to help facilitate potentially widening of the lane here and then a future traffic signal placement is to acquire 52 feet either side of what is the current site, and by doing so we will be able to recreate this intersection in such a manner as to accommodate traffic as it comes from down here in the southern part of Falcon Drive. The new plat will show this right-of-way area right here as the new boundary, essentially, for what was the fourth edition, now will become Genesis at Crow Valley fifth edition, and that's the way the right-of-way will be transferred to the city. Staff in evaluating this particular project would recommend approval with the conditions listed. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission.
So basically what you're saying, Greg, is this is being converted from a private drive to a public street.
We will have to accept that, or the council, I should say, will have to accept what form they want that in, but essentially this facilitates that.
It's the first
because
step
it's the right of way,
that.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how does that impact the property immediately at that intersection that you talked about improving or changing?
I can answer that.
Bill can, yeah.
Okay.
Right now you've got a two-lane street effectively up there. A big issue we've got where Falcon connects 53rd northbound and southbound is we got a lot of turning movements, so we have no turn lane. Traffic study that was done about a year ago warranted a traffic signal going in there with turn lanes, dedicated turn lanes. So.
And there's a lot more traffic there now than there was a year ago.
There's a significant amount
yeah.
of traffic. So our option was to plat the property. We went to Genesis. We went to the gastroenterology group. We went to RA, worked through Mike Sharp at Genesis. And they're granting us this right away. Property line used to be down the center of where the driveway was. And they are also making a contribution to the intersection improvements on both sides of the north side of Falcon. Very generous. We appreciate that. So staff would recommend approval because without this, for safety issues, about the only thing we could do is close the median cut, and that will not make anybody happy up there. So.
I'm sure it wouldn't.
I don't think I agree that sidewalks aren't needed. I mean, that's my comment, I guess.
There's a drop right here, rather significant, and the sidewalk could maybe come up to some point around this area, but it's highly constrained where you do have enough width to put in a sidewalk even on the this side. The other issue is that many of the people who use these facilities, you know, are being driven there, essentially.
I can address that also. We would love to have sidewalks up there. Unfortunately, the improvements that were put in prior to us gaining the right-of-way put the improvements right up to the right-of-way line. So we really would not have any place to be able to place a sidewalk.
I think that's unfortunate because, I mean, we've got the nice bike path area there, and I know if runners and cyclists are always looking for different routes to use, and I fear that you're going to have people running on that road, then, whereas if there was a sidewalk there, you know, there'd be a safety issue with that, I guess, but if it's not feasible, it's not feasible.
Would there
we're
be
just trying to make the best with what we're dealing with here.
But I think Jeff has a good point. If you're just looking for access, is there another way to give access between 53rd and 50, whatever that is,
sixth?
Not necessarily co-mingling it with the road. Is there another way to do that? West of the Genesis complex or somewhere else in that area.
And is there like a, I mean, I understand that these are medical facilities, but is it possible that you might have people riding the bus to get to some of these facilities that might need a sidewalk to get to the facilities? I don't know whether there's a bus stop near there or if that's an issue.
Well, if the city council decides to take this right away, then that'll be something we'll have to deal with in a future. As it stands now, it's going to be difficult to provide that, but that's certainly something that we can look at once we own the property. As of today, it's not our property.
Is our intent, Bill, to expand the width of the road then to a standard street width?
Width of the road, I believe, is 31 foot back to back. It just is not built directly to city standards. There wasn't any drainable base put under it. It's
okay,
got the storm sewer there. It's got the paving thickness.
So are we going to have to reconstruct it, or we're taking it, we're obviously taking it as is?
I'm not taking anything. It'll be up to the city council.
It'll be years after they say yes or no.
Right. There's no sort of contemplation that would happen in the immediate future. Basically, we'd be accepting the right-of-way to be able to make the intersection improvements, and then down the road, probably it would be added into our standard CIP schedule.
Okay.
Is there a plan then that there would be a traffic light at this intersection? Is that Falcon and 53rd?
There certainly is, yes.
Yeah.
We've already ordered the mast arms and those things.
That has been approved already.
Yeah, the traffic signal was approved.
So. Yeah.
So do you obviously intend then to add extra lanes at the intersection with 53rd? Is that right away, I'm assuming, is wide enough to do that?
Well, the 52 foot is,
yes.
Okay. Is adequate, yes.
I won't try to solve the problem, but I think that you could figure a way to get a sidewalk in there further down the line. Yeah.
We'll certainly look at that.
Anyone else on the commission? And I too shared that concern in my review of it as well. It just highlighted the lack of sidewalks, and it would tie in with the rest of the points here to Jeff's discussion. There's sidewalk that runs along the back of the other buildings on 56. There's sidewalks that run all along mm-hmm. on 18th Street and on 56. It would be kind of like the only place it didn't exist. So,
that's fine. Just
yeah. Although we start crossing the the line over here too,
property.
So and into Davenport, I think, right here too.
Oh,
so
well, they should.
Isn't that the line right there somewhere, Greg? The city it's lines.
The city boundaries right here.
Right there. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it. EOW, end of world. Okay. anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Nope. Back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve case 15-075, the final plat of Genesis at Crow Valley 5th edition as submitted and subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second.
And can I suggest a slight modification that just to confirm Bill's understanding and desire that if at all possible, a sidewalk will be incorporated. I'll take that as a modification to the motion.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, would you request on both sides or one side? Because it seems that when we looked at this initially, the east side was very problematic.
I agree. You've got landscape berms in there. You've got parking on top of it. If there's a hope, it's on the west side, in my opinion.
I'm the one. Yeah, I would use the terms if practical.
Yeah, as practical and safe and all that. So, yep. All right, as modified, we have a motion and a second to approve case 15-075, subject to staff recommendations and additional comment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. 15-075 is approved. Greg.
Mr. Chairman, our next case is dealing with Hodge Material Handling, and they're located north of State Street and then to the west of 39th Street. They're requesting an addition of 8,000 square feet, as shown in the orange, and then they're also going to be putting in a drive to connect to the back of that building. They have a current structure right here. This is looking down toward the existing structure, which is right here. They essentially want to add an 8,000 foot structure in this area and then have the drive come in the back of this area. This is the original plat And one thing I think we were requiring is that they have an agreement not to sever, so as to connect these lots to make sure that none of them could be sold apart from the structures, to make sure that there's connectivity, and that saves them a step with not having to replat these three lots here of the Creek Hill addition. This is the site plan showing the structure here and the existing structure down at this locale. They want to connect those two, and staff in evaluating this particular project would ask or recommend approval given the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Questions from the commission, please.
Craig, I have a question about the landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
So in your recommendations, you're indicating that 13 trees should be planted along street frontages and 5 along the north boundary. Just, okay. So it looked to me like the aerial picture that you showed us included a lot more trees. Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to preserve, but if you'll note, there are no trees right here. Right. A lot of this is just regular overgrowth vegetation. If there are any trees, they're maybe along this fence line. I took this photo that would have been probably about 2 or 3 weeks back, so.
Right, but the aerial photo shows a lot of trees that look like they're not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking to put more trees in the front.
Wherever they can place these trees, we're not going to require them to put them in an easement or anything. If it becomes too much of a problem, we'll have them stage those trees here and then potentially along here. We just want to make sure our ordinance is followed in terms of the tree count being met, and we want to make sure there are no vegetative types of material in these utility easements. So we'll make sure that we have them spread them around where they can.
Mm-hmm. To me, it seems like they would serve better purpose more as a buffer between the neighbors than along the street, especially because of the way the building is very close to the street. If that were my business, I wouldn't want trees there because it kind of blocks the view.
Well, not only that, it's an existing condition. It's been there for years. I think you're right. Where the buffer is needed is with the adjoining properties,
right.
not what's along the street. And you have a commercial operation right across the street. They certainly don't care if there's trees in front of the building. Like I said, people on State Street have already been dealing with no trees. I think your the concern would be with, if I was a neighbor, is around the edges.
Right.
Good point.
I don't know how you'll work them in with the existing trees that are there, but.
The trees shown in the aerial photograph, they came in and got permits to cut those down a year ago in preparation for this. So this is an older aerial.
Yeah, on Google Earth, it looked like a forest. Take them out, put them back. So, Greg, I had a question on the parking ratio and based on number of employees. So do we have an estimate on what that, and I wasn't able to tell on the site plan where there's parking. There was no detail of parking.
We are going to require, before this goes to City Council, that they furnish a more detailed parking layout showing where that parking would be and then giving us a better detail on the number of employees that may be added to this location, to that building. And then we'll figure out based on the industrial standards or if it's being used as a warehouse. From there, we will make sure that there's the required number of parking places for the addition. And if there isn't, then we may have to have another proceeding of variance.
Yeah, it just looks like there's at least 8 spots. Looking at the aerial that's up now, mm-hmm. even where the oil spots are, they're pretty regularly used there. And then they've got some vehicles in the back from the shots I was looking at. Is that going to be any interior parking, inside parking then for some of the
vehicles?
We'll
have to see if they're going to provide it. We're always under the assumption that the parking would be outside.
Outside, yeah, okay. That was a concern, parking. On your site plan note number 12, it said building addition shall not have bathrooms. And I thought that was unusual.
I don't, I don't know if that's in reference to any of the sanitary service going in there. I'll have to take a look at that, because they did add on the site plan, one of the things that we did not see, and is probably a question, but we do see right here, that was not initially a part of this design, that there was a sanitary sewer line being stubbed into this building. And we were not, I guess, aware of it. It's probably something that we had on a list of items to address, but there is a sanitary sewer line being shown here, coming in here, where there was not before for the existing structure.
And then on that same print, it's up at the top, I'll call it, it says proposed 8-inch PCC entry and parking, no storage. What does that mean?
Up here, we were inquiring about, would they store semi-trailers in yep. this area? If they do, then that requires a fencing requirement be met, so that screening screens out that use from all surrounding properties. That is considered to be a requirement in commercial and industrial districts for storage.
Yep. Okay. So this is really a preliminary site plan, and there will be a final site plan submitted?
I don't know per se that there would be a final site plan. I know that this will not go to City Council if the issue of the parking hasn't been resolved, which is essentially what seems to be the major outstanding issue. If that doesn't get resolved, then we will not advance this to the City Council.
Because I feel a little at loss here, and I'm looking at Bill and Brian too, to approve a site plan that doesn't show parking on it. So we're asked to approve it, but there will be a subsequent site plan apparently developed and submitted to City Council then. Is that, am I understanding that right?
Normally we're going to have some tune-ups of these site plans between your review and City Council. Certainly, if you feel that it's inadequate for you to make a decision, you can certainly defer it for a month. We'll get back together with the owner and their engineer and get you something that addresses your concerns.
Any other thoughts from the commission in that regard?
I guess, you know, as you were talking, Mariah, I'm looking at the aerial picture, which shows fenced-in storage outside the building. If you go to the aerial picture, Greg, there, that's within the boundaries of the addition, and there's a big truck in there, but there's also a lot of other items that are sitting out in the yard. So I'm wondering, is that a storage area that's going to be part incorporated
up here, for example?
Yeah, is it going to be within the warehouse, or is it going to be out behind that designated parking area? And how's it going to be screened?
The petitioner, I don't know if he's here tonight or his representative, but he could speak to that issue.
My name is Louis Johnson, and I'm the manager of the Bettendorf office here and representing the Hodge Company. The storage area that's outside that is fenced in, all the equipment that is out there, the fence is going to be eliminated, and all the equipment there is going to be kept inside then into the new building. And as far as parking goes, along the east side of the new building, that is all going to be concrete area, so the parking will be out to the east of that new building, new addition.
So, Louis, thanks for the additional information. Will that truck dock that you have now, or ramp, that'll continue to be in the existing building, the area for dock deliveries? You won't have any dock in the new area there?
Correct. That's going to stay existing.
And can you shed any light on the notation we had on the site plan that building addition shall not have bathrooms? Is this just raw warehouse then?
Yeah, it's actually going to be a service facility. The back part of our building, the front part is offices and parts area. The back part of our existing building is our service area, and we're very overwhelmed, and a lot of work gets done in there. So we're building the new building to move that service area into the new building is what we're doing.
Okay. Other questions? Any other comments from the audience?
I have one more question. It appears, at least looking at the aerial photograph, that the sidewalk stops just about at the end of your building and then continues at the far end of your property. Will the sidewalk continue across the front of the property?
Yes, I think the plans are to extend the existing sidewalk up through and attach it to the sidewalk that goes past the apartments that are up there. And one of the things that we did want to do and make sure that we do is between our property and the existing apartments, you know, we want to put, you know, some type of a barrier with trees up there so that, you know, we take care of our neighbors up there and do not disturb them.
It was nice to see that on your plans.
Yeah, I feel like we're kind of a little half-baked here on the plan. The concept I see in makes sense, but I'm missing the rest of the baking here. So anyone else in the audience? Did you have comments as well?
Mike Richmond with Townsend Engineering. I can clarify 2 points that Greg talked about. The sanitary lateral that we show, that's, yep, from what we could tell, that's an existing lateral that was stubbed out that we got from City of Bettendorf plans that Public Works provided to us. So that was not intended to attach to the new addition.
Okay.
And second, the drive on the north is not intended for any kind of parking. That was for a semi to pull in to load and unload and then exit. So it wasn't like a long-term storage facility or future parking area.
But that won't be a depressed or suppressed dock area then? They'll do grade level unloading?
Yeah, that's going to be actually higher than the finished floor of the addition.
Okay.
I'd just like to add something to it, that the existing street there is a dead-end street, and when semis do pull up there, they have a difficult time. They either have to pull into Casey's or back into our dock area, and we felt that this would help alleviate being able to turn around for the semis that do service our building.
And I've actually seen them parked on the road there, kind of waiting to queue up and unload and load at your place there. Yep. Any other questions from the commission? Anyone else in the audience with regard to this case? Yes, ma'am.
I'm Gail Dover and live over on Vogel Court. Have lived in my house for 44 years. So I did see that when it was entirely vegetation back there, no apartment buildings, no anything else. And a year ago was very concerned when I saw all the trees being cut down. Because I can actually look at the people at Casey's and they can see what I might be eating for dinner on my deck, which is not a real pleasant thought. So I really want to know, and I want to know how strict you are at enforcing how much vegetation will be put in there. Because I know when the apartment buildings were built, there was also a thought put down from the planning and zoning that there had to have been 25 foot of trees left there. That did not happen. When the storage sheds were built behind me, they were to put in trees, what have you, nothing happened. So I actually am very concerned that nothing will be put in there.
Okay. Bill, you're our enforcement man, and I'll ask you to address that.
We can require above and beyond from a screening standpoint the minimum that our ordinance requires. I'd be happy to work with the manager and Townsend Engineering to make sure that we get screening, to your point, along the north and west sides of that property.
And then that's part of the site plan, usually, which a couple of the missing elements for us at this
standpoint.
We'll
require a landscape plan, yep, to accompany them.
Which then becomes something that you can inspect to. Yes, sir.
Yes. We turned in multiple sheets in the plan set, and I believe we addressed the landscaping minimum requirements that aren't part of the packet you had tonight. But so we did address that, but we will go above and beyond to satisfy, okay, the neighbors.
Thank you. Anyone else in the audience? Yes, sir.
Good Yes, my name's William Rash, and I live right beside Ms. Dover. And she's right about that and the trees and that stuff. But my biggest concern, I've worked on fork trucks and fork trucks equipment for 30 years. Are they going to be doing any battery repair or smoldering here? Because if they are, I would want to move. But, two and a half feet down on the, this is going to be right to my backyard. 2.5 feet down is solid rock also. But, are they going to be working second, third shifts? I mean, you know, this kind of stuff concerns me. I mean, I live close enough to the main event that when they have a band on Saturday and Friday nights, I got to close my windows. But, there's several concerns I have. I mean, if they want to buy me out, that would be great, too. I mean, I want to live in a, I've lived there 20-some years. I want to live in a quiet neighborhood.
Sure.
And if this is not going to be a quiet neighborhood, I don't want to live there.
Louis, can you address at least hours of operation planned and services performed there?
Sure. Our normal hours of operation are from 7:30 to 4:30, and that is not going to change. The way the new building is going to be laid out, the only entrance door to the new building is going to be from the east side, so the back side and or the east side and the north side are all going to be solid building. There will be no entrance doors or anything, so any noise or anything should be contained within the building there. We do not do any battery repair. We take all of our forklift batteries that need to be repaired to the just down the street to Iowa Battery, and they're set up to do battery servicing and that type of thing. So we don't do any battery repair there at all.
Okay, appreciate the information. Thank you. Anyone else with regard to this case? Nope. Back to the commission then.
Well, I feel like we need some amendment language above and beyond what we have in the staff report.
Do we want to defer this until we can get a plan that shows the buffering?
That would probably be my inclination to, and procedurally, defer, get the final or more complete site plan, in particular with the parking. And screening.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are two key elements I'm hearing, and then be in a position to act upon it.
Parking, screening. Yeah,
parking, screening, and
screening might be fencing.
It sounds like the landscaping was addressed, but just making sure that it's focused on the areas of impact, which conceptually I think we're already or directionally headed there.
I think that would also give the neighbors up maybe a little level of comfort.
Yep.
They can see what's planned rather than just leaving it up in the air.
Yeah, the concept, I'm okay with for the record. But I do want to see a complete plan. I feel a little uncomfortable approving it in its current incomplete form.
Would you like a motion to defer?
I would love one, Ian.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer case 15-076 to obtain additional information about parking and screening.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to defer case 15-076 for submission of a more complete site plan that addresses the parking and screening. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Motion to defer is approved. Okay. Bill.
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to your last meeting, City Council did approve the LeClaire Manufacturing Site Development Plan for a parking lot, the building for Lot 1 I-74 Technology Park Site Development Plan, the Hong Lee project for the second building on Kimberly Road. Did have the public hearing and first reading of the Maple Glen Planned Unit Development last night. And last night, City Council, after some discussion, decided they wanted to continue the public hearing for Vites Vets so we could maybe sit down with them and talk to them about what happens if they sell the property to somebody that's just a used car dealer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to work on that and see if we can get that all tied up before the next council meeting so that can move forward.
That's a good step.
It is, and as I recall, that came up in our discussion as well. Yep.
We still working on Chapter 1 of the zoning ordinance definitions, and we're going to start looking at use types in the very near future. Did get delayed a little bit, and it's not any complaint on my fault, my part, but I just, Gary Lozano was on vacation for a couple of weeks, so everything just kind of hit the skids.
Good, great. Appreciate the update. Thanks. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, we are adjourned.